I do see similarities, as they're both working class clubs. They're not, the fans being passionate, and where they have been their ups and downs in recent years, it's quite similar that way. But West London, South London, you always get it a little bit different. But one fantastic game against Mill where they sung the name for quite a long time, yeah, which I quite enjoyed. That was them being nice.
Yeah.
I've tried to explain to them, no, that's them being nice. You see them when they're nasty. But as I said, it's weird. Like, QPR's always been my first love, and supporting them since I was the age of two, and family, it's hard. But Mill's a very good second for me. I always go down there. I live down that way still, and my boys in the school boys down there in the under 11, so yeah, it's very close to my heart. And now my mate Steve Lomas is managing them, and my best mate Neil Harris is still there, so yeah, it'd be nice Saturday catching up with them.
It will be nice. I mean, but I would imagine that the Millwall fans, London Derby, maybe need some points as well. They'll give the fancy Dans of Queen's Park Rangers a typical Millwall welcome, won't they, when the R's come out onto the pitch, because it'll be a decent atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. And I said to Neil only the other day, it's probably the best game they could have had. After two bad results, I think if they'd have played someone near the bottom, a Sheffield Wednesday or a Barnsley, sometimes the fans can be a bit hostile to their own team if it don't start well. But I think with us being top of the league, London Derby coming down there, the Millwall fans are going to be right behind them from the first whistle.
As you mentioned, Steve Lomas, Neil Harris back involved as well. As far as Stevie is concerned, it's been a baptism of fire in many respects, isn't it? It's been a tough start for Millwall. They've had a couple of good wins, but then a couple of bad results as well. I mean, it just shows the management game is tough, isn't it? It's relentless.
Yeah, definitely. And I spoke to Lomi right at the start. I spoke to him quite regularly, and what he knew he needed was a good start,
yeah,
which he didn't get. I think because the ex-West Ham thing and stuff with Millwall, he needed a good start, didn't get it, was on a sticky wicket, and then turned it around with three good wins on the bounce. As I said, they've had a couple of bad results, and they've just got to try and turn it round. And as you said, we're playing the top of the table team in us. That's the best way they could do it, really.
And for Neil, it's his first foray really into coaching. You've now been involved in a coaching setup for a while at Queen's Park Rangers. What advice do you give to say, you know, Bomber, who's getting involved in coaching, as far as how the career's going to go?
Yeah, like me and Neil, we've done all our coaching badges together. I've done the pro licence, which Neil had probably a year or so off with the coaching. But look, he's a future manager of Millwall, Neil.
Yeah, and I think, you see that?
Oh, definitely. And he loves the club, he loves football, and he started coaching, but I think he's quite a natural coach. Yes, he infuses him a personality to be a coach, and a lot of the thing, he has a respect to the players because he's been there, done it with Millwall. So I think as that package, it all bodes well for Millwall and for Neil. And no disrespect to Lomi knows he's put, Neil Harris is probably a future manager of Millwall, probably not in the next year or so, but further down the line, I think the club and the fans would all like to see that, and so would I.
Just finally then, in regards to the two teams that are coming up against each other, what would be your favourite memory? That was the best of days.
Yeah, on personal level, it's my debut, because really coming from nowhere and end up playing right wing back for Jimmy Nicol, and I never played right back in my life. I mean, all because the first team had a bad defeat on the Saturday. We played him on the Monday at the Den, and the reserves, I think, we beat him 7-0 in a proper game. And then so from that game, so on a personal level, finally get my debut, that was one. But I think it would have to be away at Wrexham when we got the point to go up. That was special. As I said, just a special team, because I think a majority of that team, we still speak on a regular basis. We were all friends, and it was just a pleasure to come in every day and train with that group of lads. Honestly, it was just a nice extension of school, going in every day with all your mates, enjoying yourself, getting up to stuff together, and ending up playing a game on a Saturday together. So there's a lot of Sunday teams that don't have the team spirit we had in that team. For QPR, you're asking my personal ones for QPR as well. Sheffield Wednesday away, you can't beat that. The pressure on the build-up. I got told 2 weeks before that the club couldn't afford me if we didn't go up. So going into that Swindon game and Sheffield Wednesday game, not just the pressure of having to go up, the pressure of staying at QPR if we had to win. And I just think that final whistle was just a mixture of relief and emotion. But I think we knew if we lost at Sheffield Wednesday, we wouldn't win the playoffs. That was, and again, another great team. I think the next day we went to Dublin for 5 days celebrating together. So yeah, that just they're the moments that really stick with me.